Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great, happy, blessed Easter weekend.
Safe and clean.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is really a time to be reflective, and couldn't think of a better holiday to come around and be celebrating at this time.
And a chance, though, I mean, we should give some thanks for what we do have.
Oh, without question. You know. Without question. And certainly to our Jewish friends, a happy Passover that goes until next Thursday. So everyone be mindful of what Harold says, of being thankful for what we do have, and continue to show personal restraint and be safe and stay healthy. Got a great show for you today. Buddy of ours and Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day, is going to be joining us. And we could probably do a month worth of shows or more talking to Kerry about
shooting. And, of course, my goodness, we've all known each other for so long.
Absolutely. We're going to kick around some ideas amongst the three of us that I think you'll find enlightening of what you can do during this off season.
Well, you got a little time on your hands, maybe.
Exactly.
Okay. Always wanted to get around to doing that. Okay, do it.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to do that. We've got a little bit of news. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for The Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Absolutely.
And once again, happy Easter and happy Passover. A lot to be thankful for in these challenging times. So everybody continue to be safe. It's going to be a different weekend than we would have normally experienced. A lot, lots and lots of things are shut down here in the Lone Star State. I don't know about you, Harold, but I always do a road trip, you know, and there's festivals for bluebonnets,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
And those are kind of shut down.
I did it last week, though. I mean, a couple of buddies of mine, they go, we can't take it, you know, the cabin fever thing.
Right.
And so we met up at my little piece of hill country heaven, you know, and the first guy there, I said, first thing you do when you get there is get the wipes. Okay.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. You know, and then as each of us arrived, use the Purell.
Sure.
You know, because as small as my house is, I mean, the dining table is 3 feet square. Okay. So I see you cringing.
A little short of that cigarette.
Anyway, but, you know, I mean, we're not kissing each other. But it rained. And so we did Justified Marathon. They got through the first season of Justified, which is one of the greatest TV series ever with Timothy Oliphant. But then also, on a personal note, because I lost a real good friend last week, James Drury, the Virginian from
really?
Television. Yeah, Jim passed away last Monday.
Oh, wow.
And so what happened is literally Saturday night, we watched one of the best Westerns ever made, Ride the High Country,
uh-huh.
Starring Randolph Scott and Joel McRae. And in the supporting cast was Jim. I mean, a big part.
Right, right.
Again, one of the great, great Westerns.
Yeah, we've had Jim on several times in years past.
And so I was going to call him Monday. You know, drove back Sunday, and I was going to give him a buzz Monday. And Monday morning, I got the notice that Jim had passed away. Just under natural causes, age 85. A wonderful guy. We had lunch the end of February together. Well, it was the last time I saw him, but just a super guy. One of my happier things. I introduced Jim to cowboy action shooting. And he absolutely loved it.
Right.
Out at the Gunsmoke Ranch there on the Brune property there in Columbus, and Jim really took to it and said that this to him was the greatest example of how great the Second Amendment was. You got a sport like that that brings in the family and the kids and stuff. And he really enjoyed it.
Very good. So, condolences, certainly, to the family. That's he was a heck of a gentleman, for sure.
You bet.
Back to the wildflowers. Got a notice just to pass this on. Classmate of mine, Terry Warhol Duncan, was helping the leadership of the Burn It Bluebonnet Festival that was to go on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah, right.
And that's just an example of several that have been canceled.
Well, I had my own. Like the ranch, I still had some, but I mean, you could see it was going away. I mean,
right.
You know, first in our area, the first time we see the ones, obviously, around Brenham.
Well, it's a progression. It starts in South Texas literally a month ago, down along the coast, and then, you know, North Texas and up in the Panhandle have yet to see the bluebonnets. We do have some news, and Governor Greg Abbott has announced that as of this past Tuesday, state parks are closed to the public, and that's in order to maintain the safest environment for visitors, volunteers, and staff. Quite honestly, it goes hand in hand with some of the county judges or municipalities that are closing boat ramps where folks, you know, there's a few that don't follow the rules.
Right.
You know, they're above that, and they screw it up for everybody else. And that's a shame. You mentioned restaurants. I want to mention to folks our friend Richard Jew at China Garden there by the Toyota parking garage in downtown Houston was visiting with him. And was going to do some takeout, you know.
I mean, what a great place.
Absolutely. They've got new hours. Many of your favorite restaurants have adjusted hours or, you know, obviously procedures. But they're open Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m., 3 p.m. in the afternoon till 9 p.m. They're not doing anything around the lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
But they're at 1602 Leland, and you can check out their website at www.originalchinagardenhouston.com. And if you want some really good, I mean, egg rolls are killer.
Yeah.
Pork,
it's all good.
Pork ribs. I mean, it really is.
I like the jalapeno shrimp and the everything fried rice.
Yeah, it is some.
Because Richard's like your poster boy anyway. I mean, you've got him with a big fish practically every month.
Hey, the guy's gone nuts with a camera, and you know what? I mean, I'm wondering if Richard's really a fisherman. It's his wife, Nancy. You know, that's catching the fish. No,
but yeah, do support your neighborhood restaurants because it's tough on them. Tough. But a lot of them are being very, very creative, and not only meals to go. Sometimes they're doing specials. I know. My neighborhood place, the Backyard Grill, in the Jersey Village area, Easter dinner and just various things. I mean, practically every day they've got some really special takeout thing for the family.
Absolutely. And when we get into the outdoor report here coming up in the next segment, we'll let you know about some other closures of boat ramps, particularly mm-hmm. on the coast and area lakes. Really need to check before you go to the lake because it's not the federal government. It's maybe not the governor,
right?
Because he said, you know, fishing is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it is maybe the governing authority, like the LCRA, for example,
right.
or the Corps of Engineers
mm-hmm.
that administers a particular lake as to whether or not things are open. And there's other restrictions that are taking place. And there are restrictions just for this weekend
mm-hmm.
that will be relaxed. The first of the week, again,
right.
thinking, you know, be heavier traffic.
Right.
Let's look ahead at something that is certainly positive that everybody looks forward
goodness.
To. And it's gotten better in the past few years, and that's the federal red snapper season. The private recreational angler red snapper season will open, scheduled to open on June 1st and run for a projected 63 days. That would take it on into August,
mm-hmm.
okay? Bag and size limit will remain unchanged, 2 fish per person daily with a 16-inch minimum in federal waters. Now, if you fish in state waters, which is open year-round, it's 4 fish per day with a 15-inch minimum. And from all reports of the fishing in state waters, the recovery is done extremely well, and fishing has been excellent.
Yeah, great.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. Are we going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road?
Yes, we will.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
You are listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal.
I see you.
Yes, launched in 2015. Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Talk to Clifford Cheadle this week, and right now Third Coast Thermal has available the Trigicon Mark II 35 Thermal Scope. It's in stock and ready for delivery. Also, their entire order, everything from Envision and Pulsar is in stock and ready. So, you know, Third Coast Thermal has been satisfying customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. 4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a trio of good days. Thursday and Friday are our two best days of the week. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are good ones. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day makes a big-time shift, with game becoming active well before sunrise and continue to feed until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed either side of sunrise, continuing to feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, look for this most active period to occur from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, April the 14th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Thursday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Friday's a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast, just a reminder, coming into Texas from Louisiana, there is a quarantine if you're coming out of Louisiana.
I'd like to make a mention on that, too, because we got this quarantine from our good friends in Louisiana.
Right.
Why can't we quarantine people from New York and California?
I think it depends on how they're coming. They're flying.
I was funning.
No.
Yeah,
but I believe at the various airports around the state, particularly Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bigger airports.
You know, the bigger ones, right. Corpus Christi. They are checking where you are coming in from.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's been ongoing. But this is supposed stopping and checking, you know, vehicular traffic coming
right,
in.
I know that.
Okay. So, everybody's taking
my rubber stamp, Yankee, no, California, no.
I understand.
Lighten up, folks. Okay, all right.
There's a bunch of University of Texas grads that are going, if you come from Oklahoma and you're crossing the Red River, no.
right.
All right. Things are kind of shut down over in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fishing, for those that have been on the water, reports we've got have been pretty good. Sabine Lake, best trout fishing is on the lower half of Sabine along the shorelines. Redfish have been good at the jetties, the ship channel, or in the marsh area. East Galveston Bay, first advisory we're going to give you. The city of Galveston is advising against recreational fishing during the shelter in place. City of Galveston has closed all beach park amenities. In addition, the West End beach access points are closed. The north and south side of San Luis Pass has been closed. But there's fish in the water and they still want to eat. Need to be careful. At Texas City Dike reopened this past Monday. Redfish has been good on the flats on live shrimp. Freeport. All Freeport beaches are closed until further notice, including Bryan Beach. Sheephead have been found around the oyster reefs in the back lakes. Flounder are good around the rocks on mullet. East Matagorda, boat ramps closed. West Matagorda, boat ramps have been closed along with the cleaning tables and restrooms, maintaining social distance. But again, trout are in shallow water over mud, being caught on shrimp or soft plastics. Redfish in West Matagorda are good on live shrimp. Port O'Connor, sheephead are good near the jetties. Flounder are good around the jetties as well. At Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure, gives a shout out to some of his great clients he's really thankful for this week. He had trips that have yielded good catches of trout to 26 inches and a few reds. The majority of San Antonio Bay South Shoreline is still lacking any grass, so his shift is to the North Shoreline, where there are abundant oyster reefs that dot the bay system. Three baits have produced consistently, the Soft Dean XL, Opening Night, and Down South Lures, Chicken of the Chain, and Blue Moon. rigging those on eighth-ounce jig heads. Heading further south on the Texas coast, Rockport, all beaches and parks have been closed until April 14. However, shore fishing is still allowed at this time. Corpus Christi, night curfew for beaches at 8 p.m. Red Fisherman Good. Baffin, the only restriction is in the bay is that there's an 8 p.m. curfew, all right? And also, no more than 10 people in an area at a time, ensuring everyone 6 feet are apart. Let's see, where is this? I was looking. There is a restriction on the number of people down in Port Mansfield that can be in a boat. All boat ramps in Port Mansfield have been closed. Those that have a slip still go out to fish. Port Isabel, fishing in the Laguna Madre is permitted and must utilize private docks, must follow social distancing. Boats, here it is, cannot hold more than four people at a time. Okay, 23 divided by 4. 6 feet. Okay. trout can be found in shallow grass around the Laguna Madre and are good on shrimp. South Padre wraps the coastal report up with speckled trout hanging around the color change. Redfish will be found along the grass flats and are better targets.
There you go.
What's going on in lakes?
Yeah, let's go to East Texas.
Right.
B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with topwater, worms, spinners, fishing creek structures, and cove points. Crappie remain excellent in shallow structure on the north and west tributaries of the lake. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water working trees, 1 to 4 feet with swim baits, plastic worms, and crankbaits. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on jigs and small crankbaits in shallow water. Catfish are excellent on prepared and live bait in 15 to 20 feet of water. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on topwater, soft plastic, spinners, and shallow on the northern end of the lake. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs fishing structures. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the creeks and timber areas. Catfish are good on cut bait and blood bait in 10 to 16 feet of water. Livingston. Black bass are good fishing creeks, points, and drops with worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in most structures under 6 feet. Nackinich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners, crankbaits, and creature baits. Stick to fishing the edges of the vegetation and the shallow drops. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around structure, creek structures, and vegetation. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good fishing points, vegetation, shallow nests with worms, crankbaits, jigs, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, spinners, and jigs, looking for gaps in vegetative cover. Crappie are good on minnows in structure. Athens. Largemouth bass are excellent on Carolina rigged worms, chatterbaits, bladed spinnerbaits, working the vegetation edges of the shoreline of the creeks. Crappie are excellent with minnows and jigs among natural and man-made structures and creeks. Belton. Black bass are good in creek mouths and coves on bladed spinners with some post-spawn fish in 8 to 10 feet. White bass are good. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the creeks. Catfish are excellent on prepared baits. Fayette. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Catfish are excellent on stink bait, live bait, and cut bait, Palestine or Steen. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water working Texas rig soft plastics and crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in creeks and marinas. White bass are excellent on swim baits and jigs in the creeks. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic lizards and frogs, and bladed jig working the flat, submerged vegetation, and creeks. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near structure in the creeks. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good fishing creeks with rooster tails and jigs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait in 7 to 20 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbaits, spinners, and topwaters near the creeks and coves. Stillhouse. Black bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and Carolina rig soft plastic worms working vegetation in creeks and coves. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks. White bass are good on small crankbaits and jigs in creeks and main lake points. Tewakinee. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait in 8 to 18 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and square bill crankbaits in coves and creeks. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and jigs in the creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around structure, including docks and marinas. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good. Largemouth bass are good fishing plastics and crankbaits in shallow water spawning areas. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, marinas, creeks, and inlets. Whitney. Black bass are fed on crankbaits and plastic creatures, while fishing spawning areas and coves in 8 to 10 feet of water. White bass are good in creeks with jigs. Stripers are good trolling the main lake. Tyler, black bass are excellent on Carolina rig creature baits as well as spinners and jigs, fishing dock structures and natural shorelines in creeks and coves. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows near the creek edges in 1 to 2 feet of water.
There you go. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir. Fishing, the spawn is actually coming out of the Devil's River, and there's been a good topwater bite in less than 6 feet of water. That's extremely clear water, folks, and that's nothing for big old bass to come up from down along the bottom and bust a topwater bait. Also fishing crankbaits on points and worms and vegetation. Calaveras, largemouth bass remain good on topwaters early in the morning, switching to worms around vegetation and crankbaits along spinners during the day. Choke Canyon, bass remain good with jigs, topwater spinners, and worms working points and coves. Falcon, check the boat ramps before you head because Zapata County Park is closed, but black bass fishing have been good, mostly on the south end of the lake. Allen Henry, bass are good on swimming jigs, spinner baits, and shaky heads. I laugh because they produced two legacy lunkers this year. The spawn is on, our report says. Crappie are good on minnows off the pier. Coleman, bass remain great on topwaters, jerk baits, and worms in rivers, not getting more than 5 feet off the bank. That spells spawn.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, out west, OH Ivy, bass are good and spawning in the river with cover and flooded timber by fishing worms and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good with live minnows and jigs.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Lake Austin. The largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, chatterbaits, plastic worms in shallow coves. Sunfish are good on cutworms and corn in the shallower structure of the docks. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs. White bass are good in areas, creeks and main lake points and humps. Largemouth bass are excellent in the creeks and grassy shorelines with square-billed crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic lizards and worms, and bladed spinners, with some fish taken on topwater plugs. LBJ, black bass are excellent in spawn activity in creeks and spawning coves on topwaters early. Texas rig plastic worms, spinners, and shallow diving crankbaits also. Crappie are good on jigs around the brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good fishing the river and the creeks. Medina. Black bass remain good on crankbaits and jigs, working the mid-depth structure. White bass remain fair on spoons and jigs near points and feeder streams. Travis, largemouth bass are excellent when fishing creeks and coves for spawning fish, working plastic worms and crankbaits. Post-spawn fish are caught in deeper water. White bass are good in shallow water with spawning activity in creeks, working jigs and small crankbaits and slabs, working main lake points and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic frogs, and other topwater baits, as well as chatterbaits in the coves and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks and inlets.
On the hunting scene, through April 30th, the one turkey bag limit in 10 counties. Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton. That continues through May 3rd, the South Zone spring turkey season, and the North Zone season through May 17 in the North Zone. I've got some disturbing news coming out of turkey season. Lots of activity taking place, lots of activity. An older buddy of mine said he was out, and there was a gobbler that jumped a hen just out of a shotgun range, he just had to sit there and watch. And then here came a bunch of jakes, and they started pushing on him. And then some other hens got into it. He said, I thought it was a flashback to the 70s. He said it was disturbing. Javelina season in the South Zone continues through August 31, and the other open squirrel season continues through August 31.
And there's pigs. I seen them at my place, but it was raining. Didn't want to bother.
Tell you what, there's a lot of subsistence hunting going on, how about you? Been on or off the road this week?
Oh, actually, a whole bunch of both, really. An amazing vehicle at an amazing price. We'll get to that. The 2020 Range Rover Sport HSE. This one was Firenza Red. Boy, you can see you coming with that, man. It's their 3-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engine, 365 horsepower, 305 pound-feet of torque. You can haul with it. 8-speed automatic transmission, all-wheel drive. electric power assisted steering, terrain response, driving modes, low traction launch, hill descent. I mean, this thing is built for a bunch of off-road, but it's such a beautiful vehicle. Got a lot of people that own these that never go off-road. They're just making a statement. Inside, obviously, you know, beautiful leather, fabulous carpeting, two-zone air conditioning, cruise control. It's got all the amenities you'd think of, the safety and security systems, rather traction control, dynamic stability control, roll stability control. But here comes the optional equipment. The driver assist pack with blind spot assist, 360-degree surround camera, adjustable cruise control with steering assist, the climate comfort package with the sliding panoramic roof and heated steering wheel, which I really like in the winter, the vision assist package with auto high beam assist and more, the off-road package, two-speed transfer case, all-terrain programmable control, adapted dynamics, terrain response, the tow package with the trailer latch, okay, 21-inch spoke classy cool wheels, heated and cool front seats, 21-inch full-size spare. Base only 74, but this one loaded out is, this is Bill Olson money, $93,480 plus TT&L. Yeah, uh-huh. But if you care, 19 miles per gallon in the city and 25 on the highway.
That kind of money, you don't worry about the
That's right.
MPGs.
You don't worry about the gas. Anyway, you want to be styling, friends, the 2020 Range Rover Sport HSE.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk shooting, guns, gun repair.
Yes!
Kerry O'Day, Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and owner of MG Arms. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
This is Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, looking for something to do, if you've got a lease, now's the time to go out.
Yep.
You know, you can do that turkey hunting, but while you're doing these other things, just getting out, maybe doing a little plinking, have some Fortified Cottonseed with you and help the bucks continue to recover from the rut And importantly, mama deer, those babies are getting big. They're going to be dropping them here in a few weeks.
Well, properly, that's a year-round program, right?
Oh, it is a year-round program, but this is especially true right now to help keep the deer herd in good health and help bucks and does and fawns to really make it through what will be probably a hot summer.
Sure. Okay? And what I love is the fact that pigs and raccoons don't eat this stuff. That's amazing.
Absolutely. For more information, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Tell you what, going to give you another website. Good friend of Harold's and mine, Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor Kerry O'Day. He's the owner of MG Arms, and their website is mgarmsinc.com, mgarmsinc.com. And we've both got plenty of MG Arm firearms
indeed
that have been built, you know?
Absolutely.
Hey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning, Kerry?
I'm doing great. How are the two greatest radio announcers in the world doing?
Well, thank you. And by the way, we were talking about you before we started this anyway, because Bill's knee procedure is on hold. Is your hip procedure on hold?
Yeah, they're talking maybe the end of May now.
Okay, and my hair transplant's on hold till November, I think. So.
Hey, everybody is kind of cabin fevered up, and we're looking at stuff, but... let me start this off with a suggestion. A lot of people put their firearms away after deer season. They don't ever handle them. Pulling them out and just handling them, just familiarizing yourself, maybe cleaning. If you don't clean, take it to your friendly gunsmith at MG Arms. What do you think, Kerry?
Well, Bill, every year we get 50 to 60 guns through the shop that won't work because they had gone and used them during the season, put them into a, you know, a safe or put them into a gun case and put them away and never bothered to clean them. And after sitting around for 8 months, all of a sudden, gee, why is it rusty? Why is the barrel not shooting well? Why does it not cycle anymore? If you take the time to clean them now, you won't have that problem. You won't be paying me big bucks to put a new barrel onto it.
Yeah, Kerry, do you still have people that foolishly sprayed their equipment with WD-40?
Oh, yeah. I love WD-40. I probably made $1 million off of WD-40.
Don't do it, friends.
No, that's terrible stuff. That's terrible stuff.
What happens with WD-40 is it is a penetrant. It is also a preservative. So once it penetrates and then everything dries up, what it leaves is a preservative, which is nothing more than a heavy, wax.
Yeah, varnish, right? Yeah.
Varnish, wax, and it clogs everything up, so where things don't work.
There are so many mistakes that people make, but tell you what, we ran a little bit long in the early part of the show. Kerry, if you would, hold on, as we need to get a mid-show break out of the way. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Kerry O'Day from MG Arms right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal.
They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day. Kerry, saw you at your shop. Glad you have a really long conference table so we could social distance. We were talking about building a new gun, and you were making some suggestions on places to go and kind of your wish list of what might be available in a firearm. I would think now would be a great time because you're far enough ahead of the fall season where you may have some time to actually do some work, right?
Yeah, we're we have a full crew here right now. We can do every type of work that anybody wants done. Some of the supplies are a little bit limited. We're having a hard time getting some things like barrels and oddball stocks, you know, some materials that we normally would be able to pick up in 4 or 5 weeks are taking a lot longer. You know, and of course, even the retail stores are having trouble getting, there's no ammunition, there's no, you know, small caliber handguns available right now. So it's going to be a problem for mainly the retail stores, not the custom shops.
Yeah, Kerry, real quick, though, we've obviously talked off and on for years and years and years, and there's always a chance, like now, for people to get some stuff done to their own firearms, some improvements to it. And do you still say step one is the trigger?
Absolutely. The most important thing is the brain of the gun. The brain of the gun is the trigger. If you've got a good brain, it's going to make that gun shoot so much better. It's going to make you a better shot.
Looking at other options and going back to what you were saying about the availability of parts, want to encourage folks to go ahead and get that order in, because you could go ahead and do everything except for whatever part is missing. And then when this situation settles down and we get back to, you know, back to a bit of normalcy, you know, that comes in and you're good to go, as opposed to just starting from square one.
And that's exactly what we're doing. We have a lot of people bringing in their Glocks or their 1911s to, you know, have finish work done, have sights, have special cuts done onto them, trigger work. We're getting all the work done except for the sights right now, because I hate to say it, most of the sites are built over in China, and we're not getting things shipped right now.
Yeah, Kerry, also, sometimes just a little something is feel good, and I've got several rifles from you, which I love dearly, but you guys, not only custom stocks, but I say custom finishes. I'll throw the word out, painting, but whatever. You know, if you want it to look like a zebra, you can, and you might have a rifle that you just want to change it, or have one that you want to get something new, and that's something you guys can do with no problem, right?
We just finished one for Bill in an AR, and that thing just came out absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want something just black. He wanted something way unusual, so he got it. We're working on one for another customer right now who has had several guns stolen, so He wants it made where nobody will steal it, so we're doing it in a pink, purple, and yellow pattern.
That's not Rick again, is it?
No, it's not Rick. It's like Rick.
I remember all those pink guns you did for Rick years ago.
And pink knives and pink this. He actually has a pink trailer for his four-wheeler, so nobody will steal it.
Now, we're visiting with Kerry O'Day, owner of MG Arms. Their website is mgarmsinc.com. And we're talking about customization of firearms. And Kerry, most everybody knows that ammunition is in pretty short supply. Somebody wants to step out. Maybe they've never had hand loads, You know, before. And I know that you offer that as a service where bring the firearm in and you'll work up a load that, you know, becomes a tack driver, right?
If you want to make your gun shoot from 2 inches down to half or 3/4 of an inch, that's exactly what we do. We'll load up to 10 different types of loads using several different types of bullets, different types of powder and powder charges, and actually go down and shoot 3-shot groups to see, number one, what is going to give us the tightest group, number two, what's going to give us the highest velocity.
Look at the calibers, Kerry. Are you still seeing people that everybody wants a 6.5 Creedmoor?
Yeah, but it's fallen off just a little bit. The new PRC has picked up an awful lot of steam in the 6.5 range. So it's just a little bit faster. Also, we're starting to see a comeback of the 6.5 284, too.
Well, just real quick, what rifle would I need to have that I could say, can you put a 6.5 barrel on it? Just as an example. Obviously, it varies with guns. But what, 308, what?
If it's Creedmoor, any 243, 308, 22-250, you know, 7 Mauser, anything like that. Any short action with a standard bolt face.
Okay. I'm going to go old school. Anybody shooting a 270 or a 30 or my beloved 30-06 again?
Actually, I built one 30-06 last year and two 270s. But to give you an idea, I built over 100 300 Winchesters and about 125 6.5 Creedmoors.
Wow. Is that because everybody wants the latest and greatest?
Yeah, all the writers are saying this is the coolest thing. So they think the Creedmoor is a 1,000-yard gun, which, as I've written many articles, it's not.
All right. Shifting gears again. I love to pistol hunt. You and I have talked about it. You got me out of a jam by loading some 375 Winchester for a Thompson Contender that I had. Pistol hunting, is it coming back? Are there some options of things you build?
Yeah, we've actually came out with a new super lightweight, what we call a Dragonfly revolver. And they're selling, well, we actually sold out for the year, which was a big surprise to me. And then the Dragon Slayer, which is our big caliber stuff that we do in like 475, 500 Limbo, 454 Casual, it is selling very, very well. The revolver hunting is coming back. You know, as I say, everything that's old becomes new again. If you look at what people want classic cars, they want classic motorcycles, classic boats, and now they want the old classic handguns.
Yeah, Kerry, I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you guys do barrels for contenders?
We do not. We okay. do not have a laser welder, which you have to have to,
okay.
to weld the lugs on. If you have like a 30-30, we can make it a 30-30 improved,
okay.
or we can make something bigger. But as far as building it from factory spec, no, we cannot.
Well, there's lots to do, and again, my opening comment before we run out of time here is to handle the firearm. Just, I mean, there's that muscle memory, shouldering the rifle or, you know, shotgun, whatever. Just remind yourself as opposed to going out to the lease without sure. going to the range.
And also take your time to go to Kerry's site, because you're talking about not only all the work they can do on your current firearm,
right.
but the ones that they build from scratch, the rifles, the pistols, the revolvers, and so on that you guys make, and just phenomenal products.
Award-winning folks, good people, Kerry O'Day and his wife Carol and their entire staff out there. Again, their website, mgarmsinc.com. Got two high recommendations from Harold and Bill. Kerry, appreciate you joining us here on Texas Outdoor News, my friend.
Always my pleasure, guys. You're always the top-notch and greatest people for me.
Thank you, Kerry. Let's get together soon to sniff some hoppies, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated off-road slash on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, Give us a reminder.
I got nothing. All the great groups that we've supported them through the years, we can still continue to do that. Just check their websites out to see what's going on. And there's certainly contact going on those websites. There's information. There's input, okay? And then, of course, they'll be letting you know when their calendars are going to be active again. So ducks.org, R-M-E-F.org. NWTF.org, SCI.org, it's all org, biggame.org, and muledeer.org.
There you go.
And maybe check National Shooting Sports Foundation and the NRA while you're at it, because there's a lot of information out there, friends. Okay? And then once those events get cranked up again, and you're looking for that banquet to go to it in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Just a reminder, Harold was talking about all the different conservation fundraising events that we have supported over the years, and with the fundraisers postponed,
right,
maybe canceled, just human nature, mm-hmm. You know, things happen,
right?
If you were going to go to a fundraiser and buy a bunch of raffle tickets,
Send them some money.
I mean, let's continue right. to support. I mean, it's a little different.
Or join. Or renew.
Or increase right. your membership, you know.
Right, correct.
But the funds, the donation is certainly very important. Want to thank our guest today, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms. You can read each month Kerry's words of wisdom in his Just Shooting column in Texas Outdoors Journal. Go to his website at mgarmsinc.com.
Yeah, just some neat stuff. Amazing. And like I say, sometimes maybe just do a little change on a farm. Makes it feel like it's a whole new thing for you.
Yeah, there you go.
New scope on it, whatever. Or sight in. They'll sight in for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, just drop it off and go, hey, man, tell me when I'm dead on, you know. So good folks. Do remember, as we're talking about websites, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. So if you went like, what'd they say? Well, that's fine. Just, you know, down there by date. And our guests are listed on the site and go, oh, okay, or I want to hear that again, or I'm interested in whatever. It's all there for you, okay? And remember, while you're out there, and we do get out there, so if you're on the water, out there in the woods, catch somebody doing it wrong, please turn them in. Operation Game Thief. Call 800-792-GAME and sick them, all right? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, no matter what your endeavor is. Keep it clean. Keep that distance going, friends, okay? We're going to come out of this all right. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.